Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
I love Truth Tuesday because it's the moment where we get to get stuff out. Just put it out there. Sometimes when you just say it, it's a relief.
It's therapeutic.
It is therapeutic.
It's disturbing.
It is also disturbing.
Yeah, but then you realize, you know, don't we do this sometimes? We go, wow, that happened to you. I have a pretty good life. Like, my work life has been really great. Yeah. The question this morning is, what unreasonable thing has your boss asked you to do? And we got a Dust Bunny stories from a Jamar McNeil. What happened?
Yeah, you know, I'm in radio, and I'm trying to, like, work my way up the ladder or the totem pole, if you want to call it that. And I had a boss in particular. At the time, I was working nights, doing a night show. And, of course, the night guy is probably the last person at the radio station.
Yes.
And I know this boss didn't want to help me advance. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
But he just was just dealing with me. Whatever. One day, he walks into the studio while I'm doing my show, and I'm there prepped. I got my stack of papers, I've got my music, my notes, and I'm getting ready to do a great show for this guy and for the audience. And he goes, "Hey, Jay, when you get off of there today, I got a question for you. I need you to do something for me." And I'm thinking, yes, he's finally going to give me some, like, a gig at a club, or he's going to give me an extra task, he's going to ask me to do a promo for him, whatever. I'm like, yeah, yeah, what do you need me to do? He goes, "You know, the prize closet is a little dusty. I saw some dust bunnies in the corner." And I'm like, "Yeah?" He's like, "Do you mind getting those cleaned up for me after the show?" I'm like, "What'd you just ask me to do?" He wanted me to go and clean dust bunnies. And I was like, "Yeah, sure. What do you want me to use?" He said, "Well, there's a vacuum in the closet. And I also got you a pair of white gloves." This guy handed me some white gloves and said, "You know, after you clean it, you could wipe the corner of the prize closet with the white gloves to see if you've actually gotten them."
Oh, my gosh.
And I just gave him a blank stare. I was like,
are you kidding me?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, exactly. Wow.
I started sending out demo tapes the next day for a new job.
Okay. That was not what you were hired to do. Caitlin, you've got one.
Yeah, I had two bosses who were the head of this production company I used to work for, and I'm not kidding you, like, they must have just taken a page straight out of The Devil Wears Prada, because they were terrible. They would use our production staff and our production assistants and interns like personal assistants. One of them even had one of our poor PAs put together a scrapbook for her boyfriend's birthday.
No.
Yeah.
A scrapbook.
And you had to do it. If you didn't do it, you
yeah.
fired.
You don't do it. You're like, that's like a personal assistant. That's not an employee.
She brought in a whole bunch of photos and, like, some supplies and said, "Yeah, and then if you could go over to this printing house and pick up all these new photos I'm putting together and then, like, cut some of them into cute hearts. And I need this for tonight because his birthday's tonight and I just, like, don't have time to do it."
And she didn't pay that person extra or
ask
if she had time, extra time. Oh, that's awful.
"Oh, my dog loves baby carrots. Can you go to the corner store and grab some baby carrots? And just make sure they're here for, like, when my dog visits, because that's all she'll eat."
So condescending.
And then they would light a cigarette in the office, which I'm pretty sure is a Board of Health violation, and they would smoke openly in the office. And then one of their basements flooded, and she came in and said, "My basement flooded. It's such a pain. Can you just, like, find out what all of these items are worth? Because I'm trying to put together a valuation for the insurance company. And, like, don't be afraid to go heavy-handed on some of the quotes."
You do her very well.
These two women, I'm telling you, were, like, they scarred the entire production staff. They were the worst humans I've ever met.
Are they still working?
Oh, yeah, they're here. I hope they're listening.
Okay. Oh, wow. Horrible boss.
They're not working at this company anymore.
Yeah.
Thank heavens.
Well, they shouldn't be.
The lovely owners of the company, who were nothing like them, they wrapped it up for
them. Wow, that is... That's just, and you did it well.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like I have it memorized from repeated trauma.
But everyone's gone through this. We've all had horrible bosses. And maybe you are the horrible boss.
Yeah.
Stand by. We're getting ready to complain about you. Morning, Peggy.
Morning.
You know, sometimes your boss, they're your boss, and you want to be able to keep your job and look good. But sometimes they just ask you some stuff that you're like, "What'd you just ask me to do?"
Yeah.
Happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
What was the request?
He asked me to take out the staples from all of the employee packages, and there was only allowed to be one staple. I swear I took out 1,000 staples.
No way. Yeah.
What do you do for a living? What kind of position do you do?
At that time, I was in the payroll department.
So the payroll person, instead of actually processing payroll and making sure people get paid, you're out there taking out staples.
Yeah, I had about a half an hour left, you know, of my day, and he asked me, "Well, go take out all the staples." So there's only one staple per employee file.
Oh, at like, the end of the day.
Yeah.
Had to be done right away.
Yeah, he wanted it all done.
Okay. Like, make work project.
Like, what's the big deal if they're... So some of the packets had two staples in them?
Oh, some had, you know, four or five.
Did your boss not like you? Is that what this was, or...
I don't know.
Yeah, all right.
I didn't like him afterwards.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Oh, my
Thanks,
gosh.
Thanks, Peggy.
You're welcome.
I feel like the bosses always ask people they don't like to do these terrible tasks. Am I off on that? They can't possibly like you when they ask you
to do
these
things. Don't know if they don't like you, but they know that you'll be up for it because you really like your job. I don't know that they don't like you.
I will tell you one thing, because the horrible bosses in my story, they asked everybody to do everything for them. And I will just give you a little piece of advice, horrible bosses out there. Do not tick off an entire staff of people that handle your food.
Ooh. Ouch. That's what that stomach ache you have is. Mary on the line. Good morning, Mary. Welcome to Chum.
Good morning.
Mary, you got a horrible boss in your life?
I did a few years ago, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What'd they ask you to do?
Okay, so it was the week before my wedding, and I was working part-time at a shoe store, and he was doing the scheduling for the week after, and he said, so your wedding's at 3, can you work till noon?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like, was this boss serious?
Well, yeah, he was trying anyway. Funny thing is, he was coming to my wedding, so he knew, but anyway...
Oh my! Okay, he was joking. That's what Jamar and I are shocked.
Well, this was quite a few years ago, and he was kind of known for these strange requests. But anyway,
well, I don't know what to say. I'm speechless. That's
awful. You have to stand up in the middle of your wedding speech and say, and a shout out to my boss that had me in the office up until a couple hours ago.
No,
that guy right there.
I did not go. I did not.
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing.
There's no way. And I thought about this last couple of days ago because somebody I worked with took the whole week off for her wedding.
Yes.
So I thought, wow, my boss expected me to come in.
I know. Times have changed. Times have changed. All right. Thanks for your call, Mary. Have a great day.
You know, maybe being a boss or part of being a boss is asking people to do really awful things. Because everyone's boss has asked them to do really awful things. I don't think I'd be a good boss.
Well, awful or just not in the kind of role that you're playing. You know what I mean? That not in your designated job.
This is not my job description.
That's your job,
yeah. Like, I'm trying to be your star radio DJ. I'm not your dust bunny cleaner.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Boss?
Yeah. Like that. See, and that is to me, that's somebody seeing you and going, I need that done right now. I'm going to go ask Jamar because he's here already.
Yeah.
Have him do it.
And I know he.
If he didn't, I'm wondering about him because I don't know. But I'm wondering if somebody else, if he decided to do that earlier, if he would have picked somebody else to do it earlier and he knew that you'd do it.
He wanted to run me out of that place.
Did he?
I think so.
Why? Really?
Because I wasn't hot enough.
Oh.
That's a story for another day.
No, I don't want... I want to hear it now.
You want to hear it now?
Yeah, I do want to hear it.
You know, my boobs weren't big enough. My hair wasn't blonde enough. And if I had those attributes, if I would have been someone who he would have cheated on his wife with, maybe I would have had a chance.
Wow.
But alas.
Okay.
I'm just me.
That's kind of a different kind of discrimination, but I hear you. That's,
it is what it is.
To know that, yeah.
It is what it is. But sometimes the boss will ask you to do some really unreasonable stuff.
Yeah.
That's the question this morning for Truth Tasing. So why don't you tell us, Lisa, what did your boss... asked you to do?
Oh, he actually had me do some really horrible things. I worked at one of the top talent agencies in Toronto.
Okay.
He was one of the owners of the agency, and he just did not like me for some reason, and he would have me get his lunch every day, and then he asked me to get him a tea, and he goes, and remember, no sugar. And so I went to get him a tea, and I stirred it, but I think there must have been some sugar on the spoon, and I brought the tea up to him, and he had a sip, and I guess he tasted a bit of the sugar, and he took the hot tea bag, and he whipped it across the room at me, and he said, I told you, no sugar. And then he used to bring his huge German Shepherd into the agency every day, and his dog took a number 2. And let me tell you, it wasn't small because he's a German Shepherd.
Right.
He called me up and he goes, could you come up here? And I said, okay. So I did. He showed me. He goes, clean that up. He says, my dog just did a thing.
You got to be kidding me. He really asked you to do these stupid things?
Up his dog.
You should have used the teaspoon yeah. for tomorrow's tea.
Is this
to
guy
pick up the dog poop?
He's
That's what I would have did.
And he's a very reputable agent in the city. He was
still
so
to this
to
day.
Me. I had so much stress going home every night.
Can we get the address of this talent agency so we can all walk our dogs
alive?
In front of it?
Oh, it's very alive.
Ooh, I don't like him.
He also smoked in the office, even though all the agents complained about it.
Yeah.
And when I knew I was going to leave, I called health and safety on him. And he was warned that if he did it again, he'd get a $5,000 fine.
Good for you, girlfriend.
I did an anonymous call. Yep.
Awesome. Oh, my God. Thank you for that salacious story.
You're welcome.
Love it.
Text coming in this morning.
Man, are there a lot of texts coming in. If you have been victimized by a boss, let me tell you, you are far from alone. We've got a lot of things like timing people's washroom breaks.
What?
Like the cleaning stuff that you were asked to do, Jamar. You know, personal things that you shouldn't have to handle. One person said, my boss asked me to pick gum off of the seat of his dress pants because he accidentally sat in gum on a bench outside on a summer day. Another former boss asked one of their employees to courier their personal samples to a lab in the U.S. where he was getting tests done. Yep, she said, gross to that. Now, we've also got a lot of people who are being asked to keep secrets. One person said, my boss asked me to try and remove the lipstick from his dress shirt. He didn't want his wife to know, and I worked as a nanny. And another one, this one is so much more involved. My boss told me to buy a car seat so that I could pick up his child that he had with his mistress. He told me that if his wife asked about the seat, I was to say the baby was mine. Oh. Needless to say, that did not happen. I actually wound up telling his mistress, and the labor board got involved.
Boy.
That is some drama.
That's so much drama.
Like, you've got everything from, like, secret keeping to even, you know, bullying. One woman said, you know, I was a young woman, like, attractive, and my manager kept saying I would never go further in my job because I looked like a little girl playing dress-up in my mom's business clothes.
Oh.
I was bullied to the point that I chopped off all of my hair to try to look like an older woman.
Oh.
So that she would like me, and finally she did, but it was brutal.
Wow.
So, I mean,
I'm sorry to hear about all these stories. I hope
right?
they make you stronger. That is just unbelievable. Kaylin said to me, though, earlier about that lipstick on the collar, maybe the girlfriend really wants lipstick to be noticed by the wife.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right? Little breadcrumbs left behind.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Uh-huh.
It is time for your E-Talk Entertainment Update, brought to you by IKEA, with up to 50% off all beds, dressers, and nightstands. There's plenty to pick up and snooze from at the IKEA Bedroom event, April 29th through May 13th. Visit IKEA for details. Right after E-Talk, we have a massive announcement for you. Do not miss it. But first, Tracy Melcher.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're coming up on a Tuesday. You know, we're still mourning the passing of iconic director, writer, producer John Singleton at the age of 51. He suffered a stroke earlier this month. He passed away yesterday after his family took him off life support. Of course, he gave us such iconic movies as Boys in the Hood and Poetic Justice. And every time I wear braids, people say, you got
Janet,
the Poetic Justice
poetic
braids.
Poetic Justice braids,
you know?
Yeah.
He's influenced so much culturally and in fashion.
So young, 51. Yeah.
And his family also revealed that he liked to go kayaking every morning in Marina Del Rey. You know, he grew up in South Central. He showed us what that looked like, his upbringing, straight out of USC. The youngest director and the first African-American director to be nominated in that category at the Oscars. So he will be missed.
Oh, boy.
He will be missed. And also, Remember the Time, Michael Jackson.
Eddie Murphy, he directed that too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Can't forget that one. Woodstock, canceled? Woodstock 50, canceled?
Yeah.
So the three-day festival, you know, was getting set to be held in New York, Watkins Glen, New York, to be specific. Jay-Z, The Killers, Santana, John Fogerty. So now word from the festival's financiers that saying that the festival has been canceled. However, the co-founder promoter saying that it's not dead yet.
Here's what happened.
Okay, tell me, Marilyn.
Okay, so it's like, hey, Tracy, did you get the permits for the big Woodstock thing coming up?
No permits. You know,
hey,
paperwork
Sal,
and I don't get along.
Sal. Hey, Sal, did you get the permit for the big Woodstock concert? No, I forgot. They forgot to get the...
How do you forget to get the permits?
Forgot to get the permits.
Isn't there somebody they can
call? It's like no one's taking responsibility on this stupid thing.
So it looks like August 16th, 17th, and 18th is going to be a quiet day in Watkins Glen, New York.
And so has it officially been canceled?
It hasn't. Well, I mean, two sides are saying yes, no, yes, no.
I hear you.
Tom's saying yes.
Yeah.
Are you saying yes, Tom?
I'm saying maybe.
You're saying maybe? No one wants to commit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we know that Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas are committing to each other. They apparently have wedding plans for the end of June. The invitations went out in the mail last week. Marilyn, I'm sure you were on the list.
Yes.
Apparently, a source is saying it's going to be a Game of Thrones reunion. Oh my gosh, are we bringing Game of Thrones into this too?
Yeah.
Because she plays Sansa Stark. Oh, you're a GOT-er?
Big time. Mm. And I live for her.
We can still be friends.
I live for her friendship with Maisie Williams, who plays Arya. The two of them are like BFFs and so
you're
funny.
You're speaking physics to me right now. Hieroglyphics. I
like this story very much.
All I know is winter is coming, and I hope it's over soon.
Okay.
Okay, so it's going to be a four-day destination wedding in France. It'll have a mini music festival.
Nice.
I mean, he has to compete with his brothers,
I hope they get the permits for the concert.
Well, they've rented a French villa.
Good.
And there's going to be parties across 4 days, and there will be an outdoor festival. Unlike Glen Watkins, New York.
Get the permits. All right.
Tuesday is underway, and the bosses, the people that run the company, be on alert. We're on to you. You might even hear what you did to us in this next couple minutes.
Yeah.
Truth Tuesday today is the unbelievable, unreasonable things that your boss asked you to do. You can text us 104.536. I don't need to tell you that. We're getting a million of them.
We are getting so many.
And I'm loving the ones where they included a little bit of passive aggressiveness, or in some cases, massive aggressiveness.
Okay, you got a story you have to share with all of us.
Okay. So this person said, I had a boss that treated me horribly. Mm-hmm. I would have to call him every time I finished a business call him when I had lunch, and then call him when I finished the lunch. And if I didn't, he would take money away from me.
Oh.
So when I left, I slept with his wife on his desk while he was on a business trip. And before we began, I called him to say, I'm starting my meeting. And when I was finished, I called and said I was done.
That is
wow.
That's my
a movie.
That is my hero right there. That's great. That is great.
This person said, well, I was in university. I worked part-time as a personal assistant. My boss brought his dirty laundry, including his boxers,
and instructed
me to take everything to the dry cleaners. I was mortified. I took everything in and told them to have it all double starched. When I went back to collect everything, I could not stop laughing. Every item was starched and hard as a board. My boss was so angry, and I just said, I thought that's what you wanted, sir.
That's great.
But that's what you wanted.
This person says, I was a fry cook at a popular tourist trap restaurant, and the refrigeration unit for the fry station crashed. The shrimp turned foul. Oh. I informed the manager, and he told me to rinse the spoiled shrimp in lemon juice to disguise off the flavor. Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow.
This person refused, threw out the shrimp, and was promptly fired for that. But good on you.
Wow. Yeah.
You don't need to take the heat for that. You don't need that job. You don't need that boss.
No. Wow.
That is terrible.
It's foul, really.
That's for that movie, Horrible Bosses.
Absolutely.
The Devil Wears Prada. There's another horrible boss.
Someone said that they used to work at a daycare, and the supervisor didn't like them. So one time, he asked them to count all the diapers in the garbage can to make sure we were using it at full capacity and not wasting.
You know, that's just the worst.
Oh.
It's a bully. That's just a weird person.
But you got to deal with that person. When that person is a bully, you got to deal with them as if you're as dumb or even dumber than they think you are. For example, this texter says, I work in a nursing home. We used to shave cats. My boss asked me to take the cat to get its butt shaved. What you do when that happens is you do the task, and then you bring the shavings and leave it on the boss's desk. See, I did it for you. Here are the shavings.
Ah.
Just like that.
I thought that's what you wanted, sir, is my favorite line.
I thought that's what you wanted.
Sugar, I swear you said salt in the coffee.
Well, the brand new color of Jamar's hair is about to be trending because you, of course, are taking part in the Color to Conquer Cancer fundraising event that is trending in Toronto this morning. This is for the entire month of May in support of Princess Margaret Cancer Center. And we've got a special event happening today in the parking lot at 299 Queen Street West that you, Jamar, are going to be doing.
So I'm getting a ton of suggestions, and they're great suggestions. I've been told multicolor tips. I've been told do red on one side, white on the other side, Canadian flag.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told green, black, and gold, Jamaican flag. I've been told red, gold, green, Rasta flag. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do, to be honest with you.
I mean, you can color your beard. That's a good option for guys.
That's an idea.
Here's an idea. Just do the tips and then your beard.
the tips and then the
yeah,
beard.
Just, yeah, just a little bit on the bottom.
Yeah.
And then your beard.
And the tip of my beard or something?
Yeah.
That's an idea.
I like that.
Could work.
Yeah.
It'll be a surprise.
And, you know, and they're great out there because they'll tell you, you know, I'm thinking about this color for you. Or how do you feel about multiple colors? And they'll do a beautiful arrangement of colors.
But I've seen some really impressive stuff.
They
you're right.
Too.
They do a really good job out there.
And it's I love that it's temporary, but it's fun and it's visual and it raises awareness and it also raises money. So you want to go to colortoconquer.ca. You can participate as an individual. You can get your friends to do it. You can get your coworkers to do it.
Yeah.
So you'll set up a fundraising page. You share it. You're going to be able to share all your different hair colors. Maybe you'll find your new favorite hair color that you'll keep. And then you want to challenge all of your friends, family members, coworkers to do the same thing.
And it's an impressive Instagram.
It is.
Let me tell you.
You're doing it for the gram.
You're doing it for the gram. You're doing it for, you know, research funds. That's
yes.
what they need. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a great idea. So visit and then also make sure you watch our social media for Chum and Jamar because we're going to see his hair color. Now, last night's Raptors game also trending here in Toronto. Philadelphia came out on top 94-89. So the series is tied up at 1-1 and they're going to play again Thursday at 8 p.m. Accents are a big trending story this morning. Everyone loves an accent, right? We always hear people talking about their favorite accents, which ones they think are the sexiest. And that is specifically what everyone is talking about today. What is the sexiest accent of all time? Apparently, it belongs to New Zealand?
Huh?
Which is interesting because the New Zealand accent is like kind of Australian sounding.
Yeah,
but
so
not.
Here are two Kiwi reporters actually talking about it, and they seem surprised that they made the top of the list.
Now, an international travel site has named the Kiwi accent as the sexiest accent in the world. I know, what a cracker. It beat off 49 other contenders for the top spot. So those diphthongs and triphthongs and dark L's and rising intonation are said to be sexier than the French accent, number 7, by the way, and the Irish accent at number 3.
Now, you know, I know that us Kiwis find it very hard to take a compliment. We may see our accent as being anything but sexy.
I didn't understand a word he
we
said.
We may see our accent as anything but sexy.
Sexy.
Yeah.
He said sexy. Yeah.
Well, number two was South African. Number 3 was Irish. Number 4, Marilyn, was your favorite Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5 was Australian. Now, Jamar, you had said you were hoping for something from the Caribbean.
I mean, you think like the Jamaican. When Shaggy said, Mr. Lover, Lover, that didn't make you tingle?
That came in at number 17.
Okay.
My personal favorite was the Spanish accent. That came in at number 8. And the first thing I thought of was Javier Bardem in Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
I'd like to invite you both to come with me to Oviedo. For the weekend, we leave in 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. What's in Oviedo?
I go to see a sculpture that is very inspiring to me. I mean, I'll show you around the city and we'll eat well, we'll drink good wine, we'll make love.
anything out of the U.S. got
yeah, somewhere. Sorry, I just have to like refocus.
Yeah, no, serious.
Easy, girl, easy.
That is such a great movie.
The Southern United States came in at number 9.
Hey, what? Are you kidding me? Like, really?
Guys, but the sexiest of all, don't forget, it's the Canadian accent, eh? We came in at number 13, and I wonder if anyone at a radio station somewhere else is currently playing this clip.
You dared your little cousin to shotgun a can of gravy, which was funny, but no one was laughing when he lost control of his bodily functions at the kids' table.
You're not sure how it came to this, but you just don't feel right operating a chainsaw without a beer and a smoke.
Like, I love the guys from Letterkenny, but I don't think you want to hear that in the bedroom. I'm just throwing it out there.
You sure? I'll work on it.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Like fresh me smokes.
Okay.
Great.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Good news. Very good news for anyone with that accent. Day 44.
Can you play him again, Javier Bardem?
Oh, my
because
God.
Because that just set me on fire.
I'd like to invite you both to come with me to Oviedo.
He's talking
for
to us, Marilyn.
We leave in 1 hour.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's in Oviedo?
Yeah.
I go to see a sculpture that is very inspiring to me.
Okay.
I mean, I'll show you around the city and we'll eat well, we'll drink good wine, we'll make love.
Okay, I'm in.
We're in. Marilyn and I are in.
We'll make love.
Oh, Tom,
just so matter
you're
of fact.
Killing me with this song now. Okay, bring it down. Turn down the lights, dimmer switch. Okay, everybody, that's it. I'm out of here.
It's Tuesday. Let's go take a shower, shall we? A cold one.
There's so much going on. I want to say that tomorrow is... Can I say it's May 1st tomorrow? Oh, come on, it's May! Yay! It's May. What did you see Justin Timberlake do today?
Oh, you got to do it in your Justin accent.
Okay.
Because, you know, roses are blue, the sky is... No, roses are red, the sky is gray. But don't despair. It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
Well, speaking of that, National Concert Week is back and more shows than ever before from May 1st through the 7th. You can purchase tickets to in-demand concerts for $20 all in, including fees. There's like over 2 million tickets they're going to sell. And that starts tomorrow. Over 600 artists. So that's great. Thank you, National Concert Week. That's going to be great. That starts tomorrow. $20 goes on sale May 1st at noon Eastern Standard Time.
That whole "it's going to be May" thing, that just might be a pop star accent, because there's no reason you couldn't say "it's going to be May."
That's
but he did. It's going to, because he meant he's it's going to be me.
Yeah.
But he says, "it's going to be May."
It's going to be May.
So that's the pop star accent. And accents are still in the brain because we got news on the sexiest accents in the world.
Yeah.
For some reason, New Zealand is the sexiest accent in the world. Interesting.
Yeah, and even they're surprised by it, are they not?
Yeah, they seem surprised. Like, I mean, it's a lovely accent. I just I had never seen it mentioned. Mm-hmm. Whenever you ask someone, like, what accent really does it for
New
you?
New Zealand was not on my top five. I don't think of it very often.
Actually. Everyone loves a British accent, in my opinion.
Yes. But a finer British one.
So yes,
that's
sure.
Cockney, not so much for me.
That's referred to as the Queen's English, came in just ahead of us at number 12.
Yeah.
So there's a way we could perfect our. Did someone text in a Scottish accent?
Yeah. So a Scottish accent came in at number 6.
Okay.
But then somebody wrote to us, I guess because we're doing the Spice Girls contest.
Yes, we are.
And they said, if you want to say Spice Girls in a Scottish accent using your Canadian voice, you say Space Ghettos.
Wow. Wait a second. Mind blown.
Space Ghettos.
So we're going to London to see the Space Ghettos.
Nice. Done, Jamar. I won't even make an attempt on that one.
Well, there it is.
Wow. Good on them.
So another shout out to those Space Ghettos happening at 11 o'clock with Richie Favolero. You'll spin the wheel, you get some cash, and hopefully we'll pick you out of the draw to get to see the Space Ghettos.
I'm so surprised that Tom did not do his Sofia Vergara this morning, because he loves Sofia Vergara, especially when she says things like this.
That's the sexiest thing I've heard all morning.
What number was that? What number was that?
That didn't register.
It didn't register. No Sophia. Okay.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.